maybe they're just tired of talking about the streetcar after a year of rancor. Whatever the reason, city council members didn't offer much vocal support for city manager Ron Carley's recommendations last night to keep the streetcar alive. He suggests using just about every spare penny the city's got in its capital budget to try and lure a federal matching grant for the streetcar. Here's Councilman Michael Barnes.
If the feds say no to the match, then what do we do?
What happens if we don't get the federal funding for the CityLynx Gold Line? I don't think we have a funding model to support it at this point without federal funding.
It'd be back to the drawing board, says Carley. Note, he is now calling the streetcar the CityLynx Gold Line. Charlotte's much maligned streetcar suffers from both a funding problem and an image problem, says Carley.
This rail project is not a toy. It's not something over here on the sideline. It's not a fringe kind of effort, but it is an integral part of our overall transportation policy. It is what literally links the other rail lines and other transportation components within our community.
CityLynx Gold Line is a play on the various links the streetcar would make between East and West Charlotte. It's also an effort to capitalize on the positive image of the city's successful light rail to South Charlotte, which is called the Lynx Blue Line. As for the streetcar funding problem, Carley will have a challenge winning over council members opposed to spending property taxes on transit projects. The city's capital budget coffers are filled by various revenues, including property, sales, and rental car taxes. They all get blended together and then divvied out to projects. Carley is confident the $65 million capital dollars he's recommending for the streetcar come from the portion that is not property taxes. It's a bit of a budget spin that leaves Councilman Barnes cold.
The issue is it's all public money. The other issue is that we need to have sustainable sources.
Barnes is worried Carley's plan relies too heavily on one-time funding sources to build the streetcar without having a specific way to pay for its operations and future expansion. Carley intends to seek endorsement from the region's transit governing board before returning to the city council for a final vote on his proposal, which is scheduled for May 28th. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.